The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in, off and running another hour together here, Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Happy Wednesday. Thanks so much for making us a part of your week as we are getting ready for another, interesting week as far as college football goes. This is week three of the college football season. That'll begin with a couple of games on Thursday and Friday of note, including Kansas State taking on Arizona, Arizona State taking on Texas State here tomorrow. But it's a very strange season this week in college football. And why is it? Well, when you look on the board, and by my count here, I see 9 regional rivalry games on the board. Now, this is week three. Usually we get rivalry week later on in the season towards October and November. We don't generally get the Apple Cup or the backyard brawl with Pittsburgh and West Virginia. We've got Washington State, Washington. We've got Colorado, Colorado State. We have Oregon taking on Oregon State, what was known as the old Civil War. That rivalry there. It's kind of crazy. We're not used to this kind of craziness in the schedule rivalry wise this early in the season, but that's exactly what we've got coming up here across the board. And let's not forget now, as Oregon State and Oregon are no longer a divisional matchup. That's why, because of the expansion of the big conferences, and with teams no longer being a part of the Pac-12, then it makes it Washington, Washington State, West Virginia and Pittsburgh now, ACC versus Big 12. None of these teams are in the same conference anymore. So they really do fill out these rivalries on the card. They fill out the non-conference part of the schedule. And what better way in week three of the college football season to get Utah State, FIU, FAU, also no longer in the same conference. So this is going to be a very interesting weekend here, including, let's face it, Notre Dame, Purdue. That should be a good one. Will Notre Dame be on the bounce back here? 9.5, 10 double digits they'll be laying against Purdue here in a bounce back spot. And you would like to think that, yes, Notre Dame is in a good spot to bounce back. But again, these rivalry games, you never want to say, oh, it's going to be no problem. No. That's what makes this so interesting, is that we're getting a lot of these in-state rivalries with teams that we would normally think that this should be no problem. But here we find ourselves scratching our heads with some teams, especially teams like Notre Dame, who woefully underperformed last week at home in one of the worst losses for Notre Dame that I can remember in a very long time. But this is a different Purdue team. This is a not, shall I say, a Purdue team that people are going to be running to the window and backing here. And that anybody who watched Notre Dame over the weekend in that game and thinks that Notre Dame with Riley is somehow this offensive juggernaut, you're not paying attention. This is not a good offensive team at all, Notre Dame. Their defense, tremendous. The defense will still be the best part of Notre Dame, but this is not offensively one of the better Notre Dame teams, and it's not one that I've seen in a very, very long time. So I do think it's going to be rough sledding for Notre Dame and the Fighting Irish. It's going to get a little worse before I think it gets better anytime soon. They had the numbers up there with Utah over Utah State. Utah held on to beat Baylor last week, Bailey, on their inaugural Big 12 induction here, 23-12. And it might have seemed like, oh, that was an easy win for Utah. Well, they're off to a 2-0 start here in the Big 12, but that was anything but easy against a Baylor Bears team that gave them everything. By the way, Cam Rising hurt his hand, did not play in the second half of that game, which is, again, very interesting on what they're doing with Cam Rising here. And Utah, very well-coached team. But keep in mind, this Utah State team, guess who is on deck for Utah? Yeah, it's going to be Oklahoma State, who, of course, with a great overtime win against Arkansas, 2-0 on the season. A lot of people, including yours truly, like Oklahoma State as a dark horse to win the Big 12 here and make the college football playoff. But Utah, since 2021, just 3-9 against the number as an away favorite. And this doesn't, they are a huge favorite against Utah State, especially. It's got look ahead written all over it with Oklahoma State on deck. But I do think that this Utah State team, unfortunately, it's not going to be a great year for them. A lot of distractions across the board. But Utah, keep that in mind. Not great as a huge road favorite taking on a rivalry team. And this is my point with having week three of the college football season, and you're playing your in-state rivals this early in the season, no matter how bad Utah State may be this year, they are still going to, this is going to be the biggest game of the season for them, the 113th meeting of the Battle of the Brothers here. So that's what you got to love about college football, because of the new alignment, because of the new conferences and members. You're getting a whole lot of very interesting matchups here at different parts of this season. We don't usually often think about watching the Florida Gators at home taking on Texas A&M, but yeah, that's exactly what you got. The University of Florida and their quarterback, Graham Mertz, who I believe was not available for them last week, and they have got to figure some things out here offensively for the University of Florida. The schedule isn't great. There's a lot of people that gave Texas A&M, who won 52-10 over McNeese State, Connor Wegman, again, not a great passer. We thought he'd be much better this year based upon what we saw in a limited sample size before he got hurt last year. Was not good single-handedly, I think, was a big reason why they didn't beat Notre Dame in that first one. And by the way, what is losing to Notre Dame at home? That doesn't look like a forgivable loss now if you're Texas A&M. So I do think these are two teams that still are trying to figure out who and what they are. Florida and Billy Napier, who has been money when it comes to being a underdog. In fact, Napier is 20-11-1 as an underdog. He's got 11 outright upsets there. And call me nuts, this is not that big a number, but it feels like Florida is a very live dog this week in the swamp. I also do think we're probably going to get some points in this game here with Florida and Texas A&M. The University of Miami will be taking on Ball State, and you got to be going, well, what is going on here with Miami? Are they playing anybody worth anything? Yes, their schedule will get a little bit more difficult. But
the World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
In the meantime, they are going to wrap up and rack up as many yards, points, and beatdowns as humanly possible. As the problem with this is Mario Cristobal, 15-30-2 against the number as a home favorite, including 2-10 against the number with the University of Miami. This is what you worry about if you're a Miami fan. We'll have more college football when Game Time Decisions continues here on the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you hanging with us as we get ready for a huge week across the sports betting landscape here. Of course, college football will kick off week three. We've been talking about a very strange, it's a new era in college football with the mini rivalry week taking center stage here this week because the fact that we've got a ton of teams that have jumped ship and switched conferences. We've got the dismantling of the Pac-12. We've got Pac-12 teams in the Big Ten. We've got SEC teams with new players. So all of a sudden when Oregon is playing Oregon State and you're going, wait a minute, don't they usually play that at the end? Yes, they do, but they're not in the same conference anymore. So now they're non-conference games. I think Washington State, which we told you about last week, we love them at home against Texas Tech. I think this Washington State team, it can do some damage. They'll be taking on their old rivalry, Washington, coming up this, the old Apple Cup. We were just talking off air, West Virginia taking on Pittsburgh in the old backyard brawl. Pittsburgh won this game in Morgantown a year ago, although it was a little bit later in the season. Pittsburgh coming off a unbelievable come-from-behind win against Cincinnati last week, in which they were down almost three touchdowns in the third quarter and still managed to come back and win that game. I think Pitt getting a field goal in this game at home as a dog Love that look, as West Virginia has always struggled under Neil Brown on the road. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. College football is always going to take center stage because of Saturday. But let's not forget, we kick off week two of the NFL season. And that is coming up tomorrow night in a big Thursday night football battle between AFC East rivals there, the Miami Dolphins at home, taking on the Buffalo Bills. And I'll tell you, being right here in my backyard, the Miami Dolphin fans, I'm impressed. Usually by this time, Miami Dolphin fans have already checked the boxes, much like the University of Miami fans, where this is going to be the Dolphins' year, and they start talking about the good old days with Dan Marino, and it gets very sad as the old 72 Dolphins continue to crack bottles of champagne every time the Dolphins lose their first game of the year. And it could very well be they're cracking the champagne open again after tomorrow's night's game, just simply because Buffalo has owned Miami. They won both games last year without an issue. And when you date back and go back even a couple of more years, the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, for whatever reason, have done a great job of handling the Miami Dolphins. They blew them out in Buffalo last year. The first game early in the season with Buffalo was much more competitive, but a couple of late turnovers by Tua and the Dolphins is what sealed that win for them. And listen, the Dolphins, my problem with them is going to be the offensive line here. They looked very disjointed last week against Jacksonville, and give Jacksonville credit, that defense is going to be good. But that is a completely new offensive line for Tua here, and they are going to have to figure some things out. And it certainly looked like it in that game. There was no running game for the Miami Dolphins in there. It was Tua or bust. And when you have Tyreek Hill and you can hit him one play, 80 yards for a touchdown, that tends to be the great equalizer. But I don't know that that's going to happen here against the Buffalo Bills, who had some of their own issues against at home there against the Arizona Cardinals, who for the most part dominated that first half of the game. But it was all Josh Allen in the second. Keep in mind the weather. The weather report is ugly in Florida tomorrow night. Wind and a lot of rain. And if that is the case, there's a reason why this total is dropped under 50. It was 51.5 when it opened, and it now has dropped. Why? Well, it's a primetime game first, and we all know primetime games have been under the last 4 years, 60% to the under. There is no reason in a primetime game to look at an over. It has not been a profitable bet here. So I do think between the weather and we're probably going to get, these two teams know each other pretty well, we're going to get a little more running, I think, in this one, as opposed to having to drop back in those kinds of conditions. I do think defenses, both defenses, are actually a little bit ahead of where the offense is right now. You can't have Josh Allen being your end-all, be-all running the ball. They're going to have to get cooked. They're going to have to be able to get some of the other guys of the Buffalo Bills involved in this game. It just can't be Josh Allen run left, Josh Allen run right. And if you're Tua, you can't have Tua dropping back 40, 45 times and think that's going to be a recipe for success. So I do think under is not a bad way to look in this game. We talked to CT Betts earlier in the show, our good friend Chris Thurston, and we said, what are we supposed to do with the New England Patriots? Now, all of a sudden, the New England Patriots, they're not going to lose every game this season. Well, they got Seattle coming up now. And boy, oh boy, Seattle, they were losing that game for the most part against Denver until Geno was able to rush for a touchdown and the defense and running game kind of bailed him out. I think the Patriots are going to play spoiler a couple of times this year, not just against the Cincinnati Bengals last week, I'd be very careful about fading the New England Patriots in this spot. Very careful, because Geno Smith has been known to give the other team opportunities to win games like he did against the Denver Broncos. So I'd be very careful with New England. I think they're very much.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
A live dog again this week in the NFL. We got much more NFL. Oh, let's not forget the PGA Tour is still in effect. We'll talk Brady Cannon next year on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we've got Major League Baseball games underway here as we get ready to finish out the regular season. Postseason opportunities presenting themselves for a bunch of teams like the Atlanta Braves, who are trying not to give way to the New York Mets. And the New York Mets, in epic fashion today, won again. This time they beat the Toronto Blue Jays after being no hit through eight innings, only to score six runs in the top of the ninth in order to be able to win that game 6-2. The Braves, currently bottom of the third inning, are trailing the Washington Nationals. They got Max Fried on the mound, but the Nats already up 2-0 in this game. No hits yet for the Braves. They're in the bottom of the third inning there. So we've got Royals and Yankees also underway here with the Royals. No score there against the Yankees. And we are getting ready for the Orioles and Red Sox. Looks like they are just underway there. Angels out in front of the Twins. And we are getting ready, coming up here in just about 10 minutes or so, the Reds are going to be taking on the Cardinals in a battle of two teams that underperformed across the board this year in the National League Central. We also have the Astros sending Hunter Brown to the mound, looking to handle business against the Oakland Athletics. The Padres, after a nice win last night, looking to back that up against the Mariners. Michael King taking on Brian. That game coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I believe, 9:40 Eastern time, will be the first pitch there. Can Seattle get it done? Can they put together enough wins here in order to be able to make a run at this and make it uncomfortable for the Houston Astros, who have certainly cooled off a little bit since that unbelievable start there in the second half. The Brewers taking on the Giants here tonight. Colin Ray versus Blake Snell. We talked about this game earlier, and I can tell you this. Blake Snell, again, one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball over a two and a half month stretch this year. And this was a guy that pretty much started late in spring training, issues with the with his manager or his agent rather, and who was he going to sign with, who wasn't he going to sign with. The Giants ended up picking him up, and it wasn't a great start for Blake Snell, but once June and July and August came running around, that you'd be very hard pressed to find anybody who was more dominant this year over that kind of stretch than what Blake Snell was. However, I do think now that the season is coming to a close, the Giants are getting ready to make tee time and, of course, take a cruise somewhere. I think Blake Snell going to have a last couple of starts, maybe not as intense as the last couple have been. I think the Brewers, who are going to continue to try to roll into the postseason, I think this is a lineup that will give him a lot of issues. And at plus money, I got no problem backing the Brewers, even though it's against Blake Snell and that we'd be fading him there. And then you've got the Dodgers late night tonight taking on the Cubs. Wicks back off the IL for the Cubs for his second shot at starting a game. And the Dodgers are going to send Miller. Total is 9 there. Dodgers, not all that big a favorite. The money has been coming in on the Chicago Cubs for most of the day, but it just feels, with those two pitchers, like an over is certainly possible in that one. 6-1, by the way. Tigers continuing to try to keep pace and see if they can get any help by the Minnesota Twins or the Kansas City Royals, for instance. Is there any way the Tigers can make a run for it? They'll need a little help, but all they got to do is keep winning games. And by the way, the Phillies, we told you, in an interesting spot here with Wheeler on the mound taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. It's now 2-1. Castellanos hit a bomb, I believe, there in the second inning. Well, Rays just ended up getting one back against Wheeler. 2-1 in that one. And that should be a great game, I think, tonight, pitching-wise, with those two guys on the hill. All right, coming up, our good friend Brady Cannon will stop by. We got to talk some PGA Tour golf. Don't forget President's Cup also just around the corner. So come back and join us. Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. We welcome in our good friend, Brady Cannon. Brady getting ready to, listen, we're a couple of weeks into the contests, in football, Brady. We also had, of course, a lot of people that thought the Cincinnati Bengals, were a team that was going to roll last week. And unfortunately, that didn't work out for those, into the Survivor. We've got, NFL, we've got PGA too, and the President's Cup just around the corner. So it's a fun time. It's a little, still a little something for everyone when it comes to the golf as well, Brady.
Yeah, absolutely. The PGA Tour takes a 1 week little break to catch its breath, I guess. And then we're back after it with the FedEx Cup Fall Series. We start in the wine country in Napa. Sahith Theegala is your defending champ. I was actually on him last year when he won this for his first PGA Tour victory. I'm on 5 guys this time around. 4 of them are seeking their first PGA Tour victory. So maybe that trend will continue for us. I took Maverick McNealy at 22-1, California kid. He's finished runner-up here before. I think he knows his way around this place. JJ Spahn, another California guy. I got him at 34-1. He's finished 9th and 11th here before. And then a little deeper down the board to Eric Cole, lost in a playoff right down the street from you at the Honda Classic. He's finished fourth here last year at the at Silverado Resort. He's at 43-1 where I got him. And then Chan Kim, a little off the radar. This is a PGA Tour rookie. I took it 60-1. He's won. He's been playing professional golf for a while. He's won on the Japan Tour 8 times. Won on the Korn Ferry Tour last year twice, and now has made his way to the PGA Tour and has some really good numbers. And against a watered-down field at 60-1, I took a shot with him. And then another tour rookie in Jacob Bridgman, who's got a great short game and is an excellent ball striker. We'll see if we can hit one of them. And then you mentioned the President's Cup. I saw the price, the USA at minus 250 and the international side at plus 250. It feels about right to me, Joe. I really wanted to take the international side, but I thought maybe, you know, playing in Canada, the Canadian captain, the Canadian presence on that team. But maybe it's just simple to lay the wood and take the USA. I have not quite figured it out yet. I really think it's priced pretty well. I don't know if I want to lay the 250 or take it. And then we've got a little LIV tour as well, LIV Chicago.
Yes.
It's kind of their version of the tour championship. It's the individual awards tournament at Bowling Brook, just outside of Chicago. And I talked to some people locally. They cannot believe that this course is actually hosting a professional event. The word I'm getting is that the Bombers are going to take this place over and just beat this place up into a birdie fest. And with that, I'm taking the best players in the field, in my estimation, John Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton, and Brooks Koepka. Rahm and Hatton really have been the hottest players all year, and I think it continues. And I think Rahm is the shortest shot at 5-1, and the next closest guy is like double the odds. I think the odds makers know that this guy's the best guy in the field, and I'm going to ride with that.
Yeah, well, not a bad way to go. I think it works same way with the LIV, right? Like they have this last event, then I think they go to Dallas for like the team aspect of it.
Right,
And really, it's been Rahm and Neiman, right? I mean, that was Neiman in the first half, Rahm in the second half, and that's
exactly
the battle we got going on.
You're exactly right. Neiman came out hot out of the gate, got a couple of wins under his belt. Lately, it's been Rahm and Hatton. Rahm, of course, got the win in England right after the Open Championship, played well at the Olympics. He's finished top 10 in every single event. I think he maybe is finally starting to find his footing on this circuit he wasn't too comfortable with at the start. But I think he's clearly the best player on this tour. He just lost in a playoff last month to Koepka. And like I said, with this course being susceptible to the Bombers, we know Rahm can play like a bomber. We know Koepka can play like a bomber. And Hatton, you know, he can kind of probably go whichever direction he wants. He's third on the LIV circuit in birdies. He's third on the LIV circuit in putting. Rahm is number one in birdies, number one in greens and regulation, number six in driving distance, and number six in putting. I think these guys, it is, like I say, it's going to be a birdie fest. I think you're going to want to hit it long and just roll some putts. And I don't know how thrilling this golf course is going to be. It's interesting, the comments I had from my friends that live in the area. It's only 7,100 yards, wide fairways. I mean, they ought to just bring this thing to its knees.
Yeah, minus 35 is going to win this tournament. Should be very
in 3 days. Remember, right?
How this works out? But exactly. It'd be 20 under a day here. Kind of ridiculous there. All right, let's talk some NFL here. A couple of interesting spots coming up this week, and I guess it's great that you went out and got a backup quarterback. If you're Green Bay, I don't know. The problem is you're going to need them. I don't think they thought they need them in week two, but yet here we are. Green Bay is a dog at home, Brady. What are you thinking?
I couldn't believe that they came out as 3 or 3.5 point underdogs, Joe. I made this game a pick 'em at worst. I figured Green Bay was probably a 6 to 6.5 point favorite with a healthy Jordan Love. I figure that's probably about a 6-point adjustment. Maybe some people make it a 4-point adjustment, whatever. But you telling me it's a 9 or 10-point adjustment, I'm not buying it. This is a classic scenario. We saw it a couple years ago with the Cincinnati Bengals going into Dallas as a road favorite because Dak Prescott got hurt. Cooper Rush came in, and they killed the Bengals, and the Bengals fell to 0-2 to start that year. I think the Colts take a loss here outright. I think Green Bay gets a win, and it's the fallen hero theory. You know, the entire week, this week in practice, the Green Bay Packers have been, guys, next man up. We rally the troops. The defense is going to come out and show. Everybody is going to be putting their best foot forward, extra effort, and then some to get this victory with their hero on the sidelines. I think the Packers, at the end of the day, are the better team. I like them here catching points. And again, I think they win it outright.
Yeah, and the numbers certainly bear with LaFleur as a dog. He's been tremendous. I don't care who the quarterback is here. They'll step it up for sure. And Richardson has been known maybe to turn the ball over in the worst possible times every now and then. So that should be a good one. I got to tell you, must-watch television. I mean, if you're not pulling up a chair watching Washington and the Giants play, I don't know what to tell you here, Brad, because this is this should be
the Super Bowl phenomenal preview, man. I'm football. Telling you, this is an unbelievable contest.
Daniel Jones, are you ready for quarterback play?
Did you see that pick six he threw last week? Boy, woo! Yeah, woo! I tell you, what we've got here, first of all, I think Washington is the better team. I think they have the better quarterback. But there's a situation, if you look into these assistant coaches, or actually in this case, the head coach and the assistant coach. Dan Quinn, when he was let go by the Falcons and went to Dallas, he destroyed everybody in the NFC South as a member of the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff. He was very familiar with that conference and took advantage of it. Okay, he just was the Dallas defensive coordinator. Now he's the Washington head coach. I know that he is extremely familiar with every opponent, including Daniel Jones and the Giants, in this conference, and he's going to know how to defend that anemic offense and shut it down and know how to coach up his offense and defense to counter them. Also, by the way, Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator there, when he was head coach of the Atlanta or at
the World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Arizona Cardinals. He was 7-1 straight up against the NFC East division. Both of these coaches, the OC and the HC, really have their game plan dialed in to go against the NFC East. I think Washington gets it done.
Well, you'll have to let me know how it works, operator, because I will not be watching this game. Brady Cannon, always a pleasure.
Watch it.
Oh, my man, Game Time. It continues next on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Gerinari alongside the one and only Scotty Wetzel as he's getting ready to take over here. Coming up top of the hour, a little in-game live. And plenty of baseball tonight here, Scotty, meaningful baseball games, which I think is exactly what Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball were hoping to do, right? Give us an extra spot in the postseason. Hopefully all these games, you know, we'll have a lot more meaningful baseball instead of just playing out the string. And we do. And boy, oh boy, somebody's got to tell the Braves if they don't keep winning games, they're going to not make the playoffs here, Scotty. For the first time since 2017, they've been that big a staple, and yet here they are down 2-0 against the Nats already, with the Mets having already won.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? A turn of fortune, right? The Mets nearly get no hit, and Atlanta's looking at, well, okay, we're going to be able to pick up another game. We got the goofy Nationals on our schedule, right? And an hour later, the Mets win, and the Nationals are now leading the Atlanta Braves. Still plenty of time, like you said, but
wow.
It is amazing, Joe, when you think about it, right? Everyone says there's too many baseball teams making the playoffs, and I get it. You know, you got six teams, right, out of 15. But that said, in the National League, there's a chance you could have a team that's 10, 11, 12 games over 500 and not make the playoffs, right? We got four teams.
Yep.
Even if you discord the Cubs and the Cardinals, who are still on the periphery of, you know, playoff contention, if you throw them out, you still got the Padres, Diamondbacks, Mets, and Braves, four teams in three slots, and they're all playing great. They're all over 10 games over 500, but one of those four are not going to make it. So as many teams make the postseason, there's still going to be a very good baseball team in the National League that's being left out. So that creates all this chaos down the stretch. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm all for urgency here, and urgency for Seattle tonight. They've got a big one against the Padres. But, you know, listen, Houston's got to continue to handle their business. They're going up against Oakland. So how does it play out tonight with these two?
Yeah, let's start with the Houston one, right? We were all over the Oakland A's last night. Well, what a great live dog. They were plus 160. They had won Beto's last five starts. Meanwhile, the Astros had lost Arrigetti's five of his last six starts. And you know, yet Houston was still a monster favorite. And lo and behold, the Oakland A's end up winning in extra innings. So we were a nice winner last night. But tonight I'm going to go back to the Astros. I'm going to lay the 1.5. I can't lay the 2-1. That's nonsense, right? But Houston, other side of the coin today, they have the positive trends. They're 5-1 in Hunter Brown's last six home starts. Pitches, you know, he's pretty good no matter where he pitches. But he's a little bit better at home, and that's where they are tonight. And Oakland, with Sean Estes on the hill, they're 0-6 in his last six starts as an underdog of anywhere from 150 to 2-1 as they are tonight. So that shows me, you know, forget about the exact numbers. It tells me that he doesn't win these games when he's a big underdog. And, you know, couple that with Houston winning games at home with Hunter on the hill. So give me the Astros, and let's hope they win by two runs or more, Joe. And then with Seattle, listen, they're a sinking ship. They really are. But San Diego's terrific. We had them last night. It was a good night last night. We had them last night, but I'm going to switch sides. I'm going to go with Seattle just because the Mariners 11-1 in Brian Wu's last 12 home starts. That's, you know, he's pretty good again, 7-2 overall, but the team itself, when he pitches at home, boy, they don't lose. And this is a must-win for them, so I'll take my chances. Basically, a pick 'em, depending on where you do your shopping. Give me Seattle at home with Wu on the hill.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they got to win Wu's games. He has been lights out for them. But one of the more underrated guys, too, which is amazing, because nobody ever talks about him. But yet he is a big money pitcher. And then the late game, what's going on with the Dodgers? Cubs, Dodgers, Wicks on the mound for the Cubs. Nice to get him back on the hill. I think this is his second start since the IL. But Miller, do we trust Miller? Dodgers, what are we doing?
Yeah, you know, there's so many people, Joe, and I get it. I've had this thinking a gazillion times before, right? We all have. They're all saying today there's no way the Cubs are going to beat the Dodgers 3 in a row in L.A., right? And the Dodgers blew that game. They had a late lead, 3-1. Looked like for sure they were going to come away with the win. The battle of the two Japanese pitchers. In fact, I turned it off at the top of the eighth. I saw the Cubs bat. They didn't score. Figured, all right, ball game over. And then I look at the score later on. I see the Cubs won. I was like, what happened? So since the whole world is on the Dodgers, you know me, a lot of times I'd rather be on the side of Vegas than the whole world. Cubbies, for whatever there are, they've won 8 straight road games, 8 straight, including these obviously last two in L.A. So it's basically a pick 'em as far as the pitchers. Both could stink. Both could pitch well. No one really has a decided edge. You want to give me plus 132 or so, 140, depending on where you do your shopping with the Cubs, who are battling to try to hold on. They're only 4 or 5 games out. I mean, they're on the cusp of falling away, but they're still there. So, and I'm holding on to my over 84.5 to ticket as well, hoping that I got a shot there. So give me the Cubs. Make it 9 in a row, hopefully on the road for Chicago today.
I love it, Scotty. You know what else I love? The Brewers' chances tonight to get it done against Snell. You're going to look at Colin Ray, too. What are you thinking we're going to get from him here tonight?
We had a big monster winner last night on Yamamoto, 4.5 strikeouts over, right back to the Ooh. Well. Sometimes the boys in Vegas just fall asleep. I don't know. But Colin Ray, 4.5 strikeouts. The dude has had 5 or more in 7 of his last 9 starts, 9 of his last 14. San Francisco's waved the white flag. They're done. They can't wait for the season to end. So to me, there's no reason in the world why Colin Ray shouldn't get at least 5 strikeouts. No monster vig, no major vig, nothing like that. Boy, I love the over 4.5 strikeouts. Like I said, 7 of his last 9 starts, he's had 5 or more. So why not tonight?
Yeah, I love it. I think that's going to be a good opportunity of plus money here for the Brewers. How about the WNBA? Some big games here tonight. Wizards, Washington, rather, Mystics taking on the Chicago and Seattle and the Sparks. Which one's your favorite there?
Yeah, I'll give you both. Why not? I like Washington, though, plus 1.5. Chicago, second game without Angel Reese. They won the first game, but we've seen a ton of teams do that. It's the second time when they don't really play nearly as well. So give me Washington, and I like the over 162 Seattle and LA.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Yeah, won't be a lot of difference there with L.A. Scotty, appreciate it. We'll see you top of the hour. We'll close it out. Game time decisions next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Wow, as we look to wrap up this edition, getting ready for what should be a great week and weekend in sports here as we'll start tomorrow night with the Bills and the Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami as that total continues to drop a little bit. And we're starting to see even the numbers. I'm starting to see 1.5s out as the Bills money is also starting to come in. Keep an eye on the weather report, if anything, in that game. A lot of wind and rain scheduled in the forecast tomorrow night in Miami, which would explain why that total is crashing. We are also getting ready, of course, for a number of games, actually. Will the Cowboys at home handle business against the New Orleans Saints at AT&T Stadium? Cowboys dismantled the Cleveland Browns in week one. Will they be as dominant as they have been in the past at home? Well, the Saints look pretty darn good, didn't they? New offensive coordinator, Derek Carr, new philosophy, new offensive pieces. Boy, the Saints look like they can put up as many points as they want. They got a real test coming up here against the Cowboys. I'm looking forward to seeing that one. And will the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, will he be able to bounce back against the Tennessee Titans and Will Levis, who can't seem to figure out who to throw the ball to when the game matters the most, as the Titans and Will Levis, they got themselves a bit of a turnover issue there. Some awful pick sixes and turnovers there by Will Levis in the second half ended up catching and costing the Titans in that game against the Bears and the Jets. They were just outclassed and outplayed by the 49ers. However, as Aaron Rodgers said again today, we all need to just relax here a little bit. That line has been creeping up. I'm starting to see fours now. Total is 42. What's going on with Hassan Reddick? Are you going to sign him, Joe Douglas? Are you not going to sign him? Because if it's the one thing I noticed in that 49er game is that your defensive front has got a problem. And if you can't get gashed like they did against the 49ers there, the Jets are going to have to figure some things out with Hassan Reddick sooner rather than later. In the meantime, the 49ers, they're going to take on the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium. And the Vikings, well, the Giants made Sam Darnold look like, looked like Eli Manning there for a little while. My goodness, all he's missing is the rings with how good he looked. The problem is they're back home, and the 49ers defense is not the Giants defense. So I do think that is going to be an interesting game. However, the Vikings getting nearly a touchdown at home, and it could very well be worth a look. We know the 49ers last year on the road, these were the kinds of spots where you'd want to back against them, go against them here. And I don't hate that idea here. I do think the Vikings are going to be able to score, although Sam Darnold worries me, to say the least. The Lions, who almost got upended by a depleted offensive front there, a ton of injuries for the Rams in that game against the Lions last week. And yet they still had to go to overtime before they could beat the Rams. Now the Lions at home taking on the Bucs, and guess what they have? Cluster injuries. The entire secondary, starting secondary, looks to be injured for this game and won't be available. So when you look at what happened with the total now up to 51, 51 and a half, it's pretty easy to see why, isn't it? Because the Lions are certainly going to be able to throw the ball indoors at home, but you can't sleep on the Bucs offense either. Baker Mayfield and his new offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, seem to have figured some things out. I do think this is going to be a wild shootout. I do think points are coming, but I also think the Lions have more than enough firepower to be able to run away from the Bucs in this game. We also have a big game coming up Sunday night with the Bears and the Texans. Are the Texans for real? Are the Bears for real? Who's the contender and who's the pretender here? Well, I know that Bears defense is definitely real. This is going to be a big test for CJ Stroud and the Texans on Sunday night. And then, of course, Monday, the Eagles and Falcons. Can Kirk Cousins turn it around? Well, he's got a little extra time to see if he can get it done here. We got so much more still to get to. Game Time Decisions will be back tomorrow in Game Time. Straight ahead here on the grid. Enjoy your night.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. Maxbond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big.